I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Beirut today, an American diplomat urged Lebanon to go ahead with elections planned for May, despite the political crisis there. The former prime minister, Rafik Hariri, was assassinated last month. His followers blamed the murder on neighboring Syria. Street protests called for the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon. Then there were counter-demonstrations from the Syrian-backed Hezbollah movement. In Lebanon, NPR's Ivan Watson noticed that a group of Lebanese are unexpectedly benefiting from all this political upheaval, the country's flag makers.
For weeks, the silkscreen presses have been working round the clock at this flag-making factory in a neighborhood of northern Beirut. Since Lebanon's political crisis began, company owner Hani Aboujadeh says he's got the employees working in shifts, producing some 20,000 Lebanese flags a day.
That was a big, good selling at big quantities. So we work hard. We work 24 over 24. We make two or three stuff together, each stuff for 8 hours of printing.
This is a country still scarred by a 15-year civil war, where many people traditionally associated themselves with the symbols of their own religious or political groups. But suddenly, Lebanese flags are all the rage. The red and white striped banner with a green cedar tree in the middle has sprouted up seemingly everywhere, flying from apartment balconies, car windows, and shopkeepers' stalls. Shopkeeper Hussein Jamal says he's never seen anything like it.
This is the first time. We've never seen something like that before. This is the first time everybody is asking for Lebanese flag only, whether opposition or government or other parties. Everybody's asking for the Lebanese flag. This is the first time something like that takes place in Lebanon, and it's amazing.
The burst of patriotism comes during a period of deep political division. But the two opposing camps have been demonstrating under the same national colors, even as they've hurled accusations at each other and organized competing street demonstrations. Before this political standoff, the Sharara supermarket in South Beirut sold flags for political parties like Hezbollah, as well as the odd American and Israeli flag, which protesters sometimes burned at rallies. But over the last month, Lebanese flag sales have gone from 1% to 65% of the supermarket's total business. Shopkeeper Hussein Jamal says he does not take sides in the debate, because these days it clearly pays to be neutral.
Definitely, we cannot make difference between opposition and government people. We are here to sell to everybody. We sold both opposition parties and government and Hezbollah parties. We are here for everybody.
In fact, Jamal has put in an order for tens of thousands of additional Lebanese flags this week in anticipation of a rally to be held on the 40th day after the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri. His patriotic customers may be disappointed to learn, however, that the flags they'll wave will not be Lebanese-made. His next shipment of Lebanese flags are cheap imports from China and Syria. Ivan Watson, NPR News.